Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
Is Amy up yet?
No, she's not.
Oh, well, I'll leave this here for her. She can always warm it up later.
Do you know what? I just didn't think my daughter was like that.
What do you mean, like that?
Well, you know what I mean. I thought that if she'd had children, it would have been after having a long-term relationship with someone.
Oh, how do you know what she's like? You're never here.
Oh, Helen, how can you say that? I know my own daughter.
Well, you obviously don't, do you? Anyway, we don't know for sure if she's pregnant yet.
It's such a blooming waste.
No, it's not.
Helen, she's far too young to bring up a child.
Vince, there are lots of young mums around, and they do a brilliant job of bringing up their children.
I'm sure there are.
But they're not your daughter, are they? So how many times do you think she saw this chap? Couldn't have been that often, as I thought she was always with you.
Well, she wasn't with me all the time. I did have to work.
Yeah, but that was for one or two days, wasn't it?
No, a bit more than that.
Oh, I see. So she goes to Italy to see you, and you carry on working.
Not all the time, Helen. It was just a few days, that's all.
Well, she certainly made the most of those days, didn't she?
Yes, it seems she did.
Kathy! Kathy!
Yes?
Sorry, would you mind giving it a rest?
Why? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, but I was trying to play quietly.
Well, I can still hear you, and I'm trying to read.
Oh, I'm sorry. What do you think, though? Do you think I'm getting better?
Yes, a little bit.
So, what do you want to do later?
I don't mind.
Well, let's go for a walk.
Again?
Yeah, why not?
Well, do you think the shops will be open?
No, not on New Year's Day.
Well, I thought some might be.
Well, we can have a look if you like, but I'm not looking at baby things.
And why not?
Because I don't want to.
Penny, do you want coffee?
Oh, yes, please.
Look, tell me straight, okay? Do you really think I'm getting better?
Yes, I do.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Do you know what? I was on the point of giving up, but now you've said that, I feel so much happier. Thank you, Penny. Right, well, I'll go make the coffee now and I'll bring in some biscuits. In fact, I'll bring those triple chocolate ones I got for Christmas.
Who's that?
Oh, someone from work. I know, but there's a problem out there.
Well, I hope they don't expect you to rush back.
So do I, Helen. But you know what they're like.
Well, I suppose there's one good thing. That company pays you well.
Look, do you fancy going away somewhere for a night or two?
Where?
I don't know. We could go to London if you like.
Oh, no. No, I don't think so. I think I should be here for Amy. Maybe another time, OK?
Go on, take a seat. I'll get these in.
Oh, thanks, Jim.
Can I have 2 pints, please?
Ah, you're back.
Yeah, you remember me.
Yes, you and Michael.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, it was a good night.
Yeah, it was. And we had a good crowd in, didn't we?
Yeah, you did. So, Michael said you were living on the mainland. Tell me, why did you move back?
Well, originally I moved off the island to be near my son. And then, yes, you guess what happened, he moved away. So I didn't see much point in staying there.
So is your wife with you then?
No, sadly she passed away. And that's the reason why I moved off the island, so to be nearer to my son.
Ah, right, I see.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, where I live was a lovely part of England.
So where was that?
Falmouth in Cornwall. Oh, thanks, I'll just get your change. And what about you? Are you island born and bred?
Yeah, I've never lived anywhere else. And I wouldn't want to.
Well, I can understand that. I'm most definitely very pleased to be back.
Well, he seems like a nice bloke.
Who, Pete?
Yeah, he seems genuine enough.
Well, he was a bit of a charmer.
Really? Oh, tell me more.
Penny? I was thinking, why don't you take up an instrument and then we could play together?
Oh, no. I'm not good at anything like that.
So you don't know till you try?
No, honestly, I'm rubbish. I just can't do that sort of thing.
Look, go on, have a go on this.
No, I've already tried it. It sounded awful.
Oh, well, have another go.
Oh, for goodness sake, give it here.
Brilliant!
Kathy, you've got to be joking.
Look, Penny, when I started, I was like that. And look at me now.
Oh, Kathy.
What?
So, dear brother, have you made any New Year resolutions?
No, I never do. Do you?
No, seems a bit pointless to me. I never keep them.
Was Jill at the bar?
No, I didn't see her.
Maybe I should make a resolution.
Yeah, what's that then?
To be nice to Jill.
Well, good luck with that one.
No, I think I'll have to if I want this to be my local.
Well, you could use another pub.
No, just because she works here. No, I've decided that's not going to stop me from coming here.
Well, good for you. And anyway, with any luck, she might get the sack.
Oh, let me clear these away for you.
Oh, thanks.
You know who that is, don't you?
No, should I?
Well, maybe not. She's Mike's ex.
Is she?
Yeah. I don't suppose he likes her working here. I'll tell you who I have seen in here today, though.
Oh, and who's that?
That's Connie. Now, she's really nice. She's the lady from the Gardner Cafe. You know, she taught me to swim.
Oh, look, it's Penny. Penny's here.
Where? Oh, yeah. And Cafe. Oh, shall we go over and join them?
No, not today.
You sure?
Yes.
OK, then. We'll stay here.
Where have you two been?
Oh, I'm sorry we're late. Kathy takes rather a long time to get ready.
Why do I always get the blame? You were the one who couldn't find your gloves.
Yeah, but that's not fair. It didn't take that long to find them, did it?
Well, you're here now. I'll go and get the drinks.
I'll go if you like.
No, it's all right. What do you want? White wine?
Could I have a gin and tonic, please?
I'll have wine, please.
OK, and I'll get us another one as well, Connie.
So, is Jill not working tonight?
Oh, yes, she's here. But Mike and I have decided to be very nice to her.
Why? She's a miserable old cow, isn't she?
Kathy, why don't you say it louder, then the whole pub will hear.
Well, she is.
Do you know her, then?
No, it's just what I've heard.
Well, Mike and I have agreed to be pleasant to her. We don't want her to put us off from coming in here.
Pleasant to her? Why would you do that? I don't get it. If you don't like someone, you don't like them. You can't possibly pretend that you do. No, I couldn't do that. Someone gets on my nerves, I tell them.
Oh, here you are.
What's for dinner?
It's spaghetti.
Oh, my favourite.
Right, well, it's all ready to go in.
Okay.
Oh, and Amy, first thing tomorrow, I'll go and get that test for you.
Thanks, Mum.
Well, we need to know, don't we?
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.